Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, February 25th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Greenville Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Milton Babb. Birthdays, Impressionist painter Renoir, born this day in 1841. Considered by many the greatest operatic tenor of all time, Enrico Caruso, born this day in 1873. He's the first man to sell a million records in the U.S. Take that, Justin Bieber. Beatle George Harrison, born February 25, 1943. On this day in history, in 1938, the first drive-in movie theater opens in Miami. In 1964, the brash young Cassius Clay, soon to be known as Muhammad Ali, shocks the boxing world with a technical knockout of heavyweight champ Sonny Liston. The menacing Liston fails to answer the bell for the seventh round. I've been looking forward to this one for a long time.
They might be stopping it. That might be all, ladies and gentlemen. Bedlam busting out here.
Oh, great. I don't have a mark on my face.
Yeah.
And I upset Sonny Liston, and I just turned 22 years old. I must be the greatest.
Right.
I told the world. I talk to God every day. If God's with me, can't nobody be against me,
Sonny.
I shook up the world. I know God. I know the real God.
At the top of the charts on February 25th, 1963, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and Walk Like a Man. On the KETR events calendar, St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Greenville hosts a seafood gumbo supper, offering New Orleans-style gumbo with red beans, dirty rice, romaine salad, French bread, dessert, and beverages this Friday night from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. St. Paul's is located on Farm Road 1570 near the L3 facility. The ticket price is $15, $17 at the door. You can purchase tickets online at stpaulstx.org. And for more information, see events at ketr.org. A seafood gumbo supper, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Friday evening at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Greenville. Our thought for the day, beware of little expenses. A small leak will sink a great ship. Thank you, Benjamin Franklin. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Milton Babb, the director of the Greenville Convention and Visitors Bureau. Milton, good morning.
John Mark, good morning to you.
Well, we have a couple of things in particular we need to talk about here today, and one is the Hunt County Public Art Project. And we've talked a little bit about this before, and Derek Price was in and talked with us about it, but you had a fundraiser here not too long ago at Landon's Winery, and I understand it was very, very successful.
It was successful on so many fronts. For one thing, we have raised the money to do our first project. We do have the money for the mural that has been planned and publicized in the paper and everywhere, and so we're obviously excited about that. But I have to tell you, something that was very exciting for me to see was the excitement level of artists coming together and so many people that appreciate the visual arts that we didn't realize we had.
How much money did you raise?
Well, at the auction, we had incomes in the neighborhood of $18,000, which is pretty good for a first-year event, most of it being art that was sold, although we did have other donations of general items. But it shows the commitment from the community for this type of an event.
Now, this is going to be in downtown Greenville. It's on Johnson Street, Johnson at Washington. Is that correct?
That's right. Many people will know that as the corner there on the Armstrong Appliance Building.
Right. It's a catty-cornered, as we say, from the Hunt County Courthouse.
Yes.
The southeast corner of the Hunt County Courthouse.
If you're coming to the courthouse from the south, you will not miss this piece of public art. It's going to have vibrant colors, and I think people are going to drive up to that corner and go, wow, I can't believe this is in downtown Greenville.
Yeah. Well, describe it a little bit more.
Well, it's now it's abstract in much of its concept. There are bold streaks of color, angular color, and then with the contrast of that, there are stainless steel circles. So to me, it's a juxtaposition of bold color that's angular, and then these round shapes, but that they're hard. And then that's merely a visual cue. There are some things that it echoes in the downtown, which is good. And then standing in front of it will be the first of what we hope will be a number of historical figures, 3D cutout stainless steel figures that highlight segments of our history. And this first one will be a figure that is symbolic of the Greenville Flaming Flashes and a little tribute to Gus and L. Davis.
The whole history and culture of the drill teams pretty much starts there with Gus and L. Davis.
Absolutely right. Sure. And so that's a good thing that we're going to be able to not only highlight that part of history, but of course the Flaming Flashes are still going on. So here we're going to have the next generation have a great pride to point to, hey, I was a part of that. It's a continuing part of the legacy.
We're talking with Milton Babb of the Greenville Convention and Visitors Bureau. Real quickly then, who will be the chief artist who will be making all this happen?
Well, the person who did the concept for this is Kathy Smithy. She's a pretty well-known local artist. And she will be, I guess you would say she'll be the project director on this, because it's too big for one person to literally paint and erect themselves.
And there is the possibility that since this is Hunt County public art, that this kind of project will be done in Commerce and some other cities in the county.
Absolutely. We wanted to involve artists from throughout the county. And obviously, anybody, you know, if you're from Commerce or you're from Tewaukee or someplace, you are going to participate, but you'd like to see something in your own town. And so we hope to do that. We want to have a series of three or more in Greenville that have these historical figures, so that is a route tourists can follow. That's part of what this is to do, is to be an attraction for visitors.
All right, in the time remaining, we've had the groundbreaking for the Splash Kingdom Water Park, which apparently will be up and running by this summer.
They are rocking and rolling on this. It's been in production even before the groundbreaking. Literally the fiberglass pools and slides and all that have been in production. And for those who have not maybe followed this real close, even though it's a water park, they're going to sort of pay a tribute to the aviation history at Majors Field here in Greenville. And the kids who participate in this thing will be able to crawl up into a control tower and slide off the wing of an airplane into the water and some cool things like that. So it's part of a series of water parks, but it is our own. It does have its own look and feel.
And they're hiring for summer jobs and I guess maybe some permanent jobs, full-time jobs now.
Yes, they are. You can go to splashkingdomwaterpark.com or I believe they've got a couple trailers out there on site, or their headquarters is in Canton.
How many people are expected to visit this place every summer?
Well, and this is what I'm personally excited about, you know, as the director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau. This is going to bring 60 to 80,000 people every season to Greenville. And they're not only going to go to the water park, which is great, but they're also going to eat in our restaurants, visit other attractions, stay in our hotels, and generally spend money with us.
Good. Milton, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Lots going on. Milton Babb, who is the director of the Greenville Convention and Visitors Bureau, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETO.